Welcome to another Health Matters. Dr. Michelle Wright here with your weekly look at all things medical. With the weather getting cooler and remembering that there are germs other than COVID circulating, one of the infections that parents dread their child getting is so-called croup. Croup is caused by a virus that infects the larynx, the voice box, and also the trachea, the windpipe. It's actually very common in young children between the ages of 1 and 3, but becomes less common as children grow older and their voice box and trachea widen, stiffen, and become more mature. The symptoms of croup can be very alarming and distressing for the child and also for the adult looking after them. Classically, they include a barking cough caused by inflammation of the voice box, difficulty breathing caused by the inflammation of the trachea leading to its narrowing, and also a distressing sound called stridor can develop if the narrowing becomes worse. It's basically noisy breathing that sounds like high-pitched wheezing. A child with croup can also have other cold or flu-type symptoms, such as a sore throat, a fever, or a runny nose. Typically, croup symptoms tend to get worse at night time. Certainly, when I was working in paediatric casualty in London, we used to get children with croup arriving in the early hours of the morning for treatment. But not everyone needs to go to hospital. There can be differing degrees of symptoms. The majority of children and their parents have a few nights of disturbed sleep, with symptoms becoming better during the daytime. But about 1 in 10 children need to be admitted to hospital because the virus causes more severe symptoms and also breathing difficulties. So what can you do if your child develops croup symptoms? Well, this will depend on their severity. It's always a good idea to talk to a doctor or for the child to see a doctor. Find out how to contact a doctor out of hours in your area. And you should try to keep the child as calm as possible. They'll be distressed if they're having difficulty breathing, and the stress itself can make the breathing worse. Nursing them in an upright position will also help their breathing. Cool drinks may help if the child isn't too distressed to drink or if their breathing isn't too severely affected. And treating any fever is also a good idea. Paracetamol or ibuprofen can be used for this. It used to be recommended to sit the child in a room full of steam to help ease their symptoms, but there's actually no evidence that this works, and so it's no longer recommended. Particularly because a number of children have ended up being scalded by the steam in the process. Now it's actually thought that cool air may be helpful. So depending on the weather, perhaps taking the child outside could be a good idea. A doctor will usually prescribe a steroid medicine to help reduce the inflammation and ease croup symptoms. If symptoms are severe and the child has to go to hospital, sometimes inhaled adrenaline is used. Cough medicines and decongestants shouldn't be used in children with croup, though, because again, there's no evidence that they work, and they may also make a child drowsy, which isn't good for their breathing. So in summary, always seek medical help if you're concerned about your child's symptoms. If they really are struggling to breathe, if they're pale or their lips are going blue, or they become drowsy or agitated, then obviously calling an ambulance is advised. But happily, most children have fairly mild symptoms and won't need this. You can catch this podcast and others in the series at worldradio.ch/healthmatters. My name is Dr. Michelle Wright. Thank you for listening. Oh,